What's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense. He's Mike.
And he's Rob.
The topic that we want to talk about today is, it's a little trippy. So it's essentially like what if questions mixed with like trippy, mind-bending realizations and just things that you feel like you think about, but nobody else does. But like pretty much everybody else does, right? I mean,
that's it. So yeah.
Yeah, I think about these questions all the time, and then I'll ask somebody, I'll be like, hey, have you ever thought about this? And they're like, yeah, I think about that all the time. And I'm like, that's so weird, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so one of the things that's been going on in my head for a long, long time, and it's probably since I was like a little kid, and I'm sure everybody else has thought about this as well. Like, what if you're in a coma, and all the weird, unexplainable things that you hear and like imagine are like your family trying to talk to you, or... like the sounds that you hear, like you ever hear like a weird beep or like something off in the distance and you're like, what is that? That doesn't make sense to be here. There's no reason that should be here.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So the other day I was driving my car somewhere and I heard like this beep that sounded like it came from outside of my car, but it was like not mechanical. It was like a digital beep. And I'm like, what in the world? Why would that be outside my car? But then I got to thinking, I'm like, what if, it sounds really crazy talking, like saying this kind of stuff, but like, what if I'm in a coma and like that beep that I'm hearing is like my heart rate monitor or something. And it just like, you know how when you're asleep and you can like, you hear something and it kind of brings you out of the dream a little bit and then you kind of go back in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm talking about.
So I'm wondering if like that, if I'm somewhere off in a coma somewhere and like that beep, it just snuck its way into my brain. And my brain just like heard it and then integrated it into this reality that's created.
That's an interesting thought. Or like when you hear somebody call your name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you look around and there's nobody there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's super trippy.
That's just somebody on your bedside.
Like grabbing you by the shoulders and shaking you like, wake up!
Wake up, Robbie! Please!
You know what, though? Like, what if... like what you just said, where you're like, wake up, Robbie. Like, what if that right there was my grandmother, like trying to wake me up? And then my brain just like made it seem like you said it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How weird is that?
That is weird.
Am I strange?
Well, yes, but that's why we're friends. 'Cause I too am strange.
It's awesome.
Well, hey, I got a thought for you.
All right. What is it?
What if the 9 months of a pregnancy was actually added to your actual birth date? Because, I mean, it would give you some more accurate time frame of how old we really are.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I've thought about that, too.
So, I mean, technically, we measure that time of life during that point, and then afterwards, we just reset. So, actually, we are 9 months older
than we say that we
than
are.
Than we say we are, yeah.
Right.
So, technically, our birthdays are lies. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
No, but I mean, that's crazy because in a couple weeks, I'm supposed to be 30.
But technically, you're already 30.
I've been 30 for almost a year now. Time flies by.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I don't know why that's not added on. I don't know who decided that when you're born, you start at one instead of, or, well, you know, you start at zero.
Right.
Because it's like when conception first starts, that's like negative 9 months and the countdown starts.
Yeah.
Okay. So in thinking about all this kind of stuff, trying to understand like why our brains act the way they do. And I came across this term. It's called solipsism. Have you ever heard of that?
It sounds slightly familiar.
Okay. Basically, it's the belief that you are the only person that exists in the entire world.
Yes, I have heard.
Everybody else is just figments of your imagination.
Right. Yes.
So that's one of the things that like kind of gets me, because I'm wondering like, how do I know that you're real? Like, how do I know that any of this is real or that anything exists? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is. I've heard that point argued, and there are some incredible points to that actually make it seem pretty convincing as a possibility of what our reality is, air quotes.
But we all can't be solipsists, like, because if everybody was a solipsist, then
Well, I mean, how weird would it be if my entire friendship of you was just imagined, and let's say I wake up from a dream or whatnot, and I go to the, air quotes again, reality, and I'm like, hey, where's Rob? And they're like,
Rob who?
My podcasting buddy.
then they'll be like, what's a podcast?
Yeah.
Because your brain created everything that you know.
Like if there's like a glitch.
Right. That's so weird. Like thinking about that stuff kind of just makes your mind explode a little bit.
A little bit. I hope you're real, Rob.
I feel like I'm real.
Just in case, I'm going to keep you my thoughts. I don't want you slipping away from here.
That means a lot to me. That makes me happy.
You're welcome, bro.
Bro.
Yeah. So is it my turn to try to?
Yeah. You got to give me something.
All right. How about the perspective of time?
That's one of my favorite things to think about.
There's many aspects to that, but this particular example is if there was an alien race out there somewhere, right?
Okay.
And they were to view us from a distance, they would not actually be able to view us in real time. Kind of like how, as we view stars, we're seeing the light from the past.
Right.
Because, you know, light moves at the speed of light and it takes
time to get here.
Right. So if the Earth was hypothetically like 65 million plus years old, and that's how far away they are from our planet.
Right.
In terms of the reflection and be able to look at us through a major telescope or whatnot.
That'd be a major telescope.
Yeah. Well, you know, aliens, they got crazy technology.
Right.
From what I hear. They could be viewing dinosaurs right now.
Yeah, because they would be looking at the light that left here 65 million years ago.
Yeah, or the 1920s, or they're watching the American Nazi showdown right now.
You know what? We need to send them a telegram. Well, I mean, they may have the internet by now, but we need to send them a telegram and ask them, hey, who killed JFK? Because they're not quite there yet.
Yeah, we're not going to get it back, though. We'll still not know.
Maybe they killed him.
I feel like I already know, but whatever.
That was one of my thoughts, too, is like, what if you could travel out faster than the speed of light, actually pass the light, the photons, and turn around and come back and look back at the Earth? You could see into the past.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that also, as far as viewing time,
right,
that kind of makes me wonder if let's say you took a mirror, right?
Right.
And you placed it super far out, right? I'm not going to give a range of distance.
Like 30 feet?
No, like way far out.
Okay.
Like beyond our galaxy.
Feet. Oh, okay.
Beyond the Milky Way, perhaps in the Andromeda or whatever.
another galaxy.
Yeah. So if we were to look into that, we wouldn't be able to see real time. We'd be able to actually look into the past.
Right. So if you put it, say,
if 10, we recorded the image of that was received, we'd actually be able to look into.
Say you put it 10 light years away. By the time the light got back to us, you would be looking 20 years into the past.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pretty neat concept.
It's a cool idea, but the problem is like, looking at the logistics of it actually being able to work out, like, first of all, you'd have to stabilize that mirror because it can't turn at all. Because even the slightest little turn at all, it's not going to be pointing back at the Earth. Also, you got to keep it from getting hit by asteroids and meteors and space debris.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how easy it'd be to intercept a reflection like that.
If it's off by even the smallest tiny nanometer from that far away, the light will completely miss us.
You know who we need in our friend circle?
Who's that? Albert Einstein.
Well, he's dead, but a very science-minded person like that could sit here and go, well, actually, here's why it could or couldn't work, and then that'd be
Neil
useful.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Sure.
You have his number?
let me check my contacts.
Who is it?
What?
Who?
No, I didn't have anybody in mind. I'm just saying it'd be cool to have a person like that in our circle.
You were like, do you know who would be good? And I'm like, who? And you're like, I'm not going to say
anything. Person like that.
I thought you had somebody in mind.
A smart person. Somebody with a good brain.
I was waiting. I was waiting for the answer the whole time.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good. I'll forgive you this time.
We're recording at 2 in the morning.
It is early.
My brain broke.
My eyes are glazed over, but for the reason of being tired, and that's it. Okay, so this is another one that that I was thinking about. So when you go to sleep,
yes,
you have all these weird dreams, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not always weird, but they're, you have dreams and it's like, sometimes it's just, it's strange things. So like, what if whenever you go to sleep, your brain, your consciousness is transported into another reality, and like all the stuff that you're dreaming is stuff that that's happening in that reality.
Hmm.
Cause like when you dream, when you're dreaming and you, something weird happens that is like, after you wake up, you're like, what in the world? There's no way that that would be a thing.
Yeah.
But in the dream, it's completely legit. You're totally fine with it.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like being able to like walk on the walls or just something ridiculous like that.
It kind of reminds me of like the old Druid culture where they basically communicated to the dead through dreams and they were able to reach that other side, that other realm.
Right.
Kind of like that, but your version's much cooler because it's limitless.
That's just, I don't know. That's just one of the things. Cause like everything in a dream feels so real.
Yeah,
it does. So like, how do we know that that's not what's actually happening?
That, who am I to say? Well, did you know the average human body carries 10 times more bacteria cells than human cells?
What?
So we are actually not even really ourselves. We're more bacteria.
That's physically. Disgusting.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
That is disgusting.
It's gross.
So you're more bacteria than you are you. So it's like when you're putting antibacterial soap on your hand.
So you're committing suicide. Yeah. you're like destroying yourself.
Yeah. So it's self-mutilation.
Yeah. See, I never would have known that.
Yeah. It's weird.
Who is the one who measures all the cells in people's bodies to try to find out if that's like how much percent you are bacteria?
Those guys that sit in the front row of the classroom.
Yeah, that, I guess that's true. Okay, so I've got one for you. How do you know your memories are true? Like, did you see Total Recall?
I can't recall. Sorry.
Totally.
Sorry.
Basically the premise to that movie is that anything you want to do, they can implant the memories and you will feel like and remember that you've done it, but you never actually did.
Hmm.
So like, how do we know that that's not happening to us right now?
Or like, locked in a matrix,
right?
Physically enslaved.
Yeah. Like, how do you know that anything
mentally fed a false reality?
Yeah. How do you know that anything that you're going through is actually real? Like you experience your whole life through your five senses. So everything that you know and everything that you have ever experienced is come through one of those, or, you know, a combination of those five senses. And then it's a chemical interpretation in your brain.
I'm thinking right now. That's why I'm silent.
So how do you know that anything that is true, it's all just based on some chemical reactions in your brain?
Right. Well, I mean, people misperceive things all the time.
Right. That's again, we talked about this in a different podcast, but that's why they keep witnesses at crime scenes separate.
Right. Cause they start to take on the other truth.
Right. They can influence each other and they'll believe that they remember something that they never actually did.
Yeah, that's, man, human brain is just flawed.
Right. Yeah, because we.
But also amazing.
Yeah, it's insane, but yeah, it's amazingly flawed. That's a very good point. It's just very interesting thinking about it because it's such a complex organism. Organ? Well, it's a complex piece of machinery, bioengineering, there's so much that can go wrong. I mean, there's so much that.
That just gave me a weird thought.
Uh-oh.
I thought about this a long time ago, but what if back onto the controlled and given our ideas and memories?
Okay.
What if like birds were bioengineered surveillance systems?
Do they actually covered that in Maze Runner?
I haven't seen that, but I feel like that idea is probably not mine. I'm sure I've heard it somewhere. Yeah, I mean, that'd be weird.
But who would be watching us?
Our pets in our house, like cats and dogs, aren't even actually natural evolved creatures of this planet.
And they're using your Wi-Fi to broadcast to their their masters.
Cluck, 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 look at these humans. Cluck, 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 cluck. Because it's, I don't know. So I imagine they talk. Cluck, 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 cluck.
What is wrong with you?
It just makes me hate seagulls that much more.
Do you have like a hatred for seagulls or something?
Yeah, they're annoying.
All right, well, tell me about it.
Well, it seems like back when I lived on the West Coast, I'd be near the water a lot, and every time I'd have a plate of food or something, they'd always try to crap on it or... I don't know. Most animals are like kind of skittish around people, but not seagulls.
They're pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it. I'm putting this conspiracy together, man.
So what, cats and dogs. Why would they come and steal your food, though? Like, what would that have to do with anything?
Because they've developed a mind of their own. They're sophisticated technology. They have their own thoughts and things, too. But their eyes just transmit what they see back to headquarters.
Can you imagine being like the guy that has to program the AI for seagulls? You're like on the bottom. You're on the bottom of the...
Call the seagull guy.
They're acting up again. They're stealing people's food. And he's like, no, I programmed that in there on purpose. I wanted him to seem more real. I wanted him to be jerks. That's how I fight. That's how I fight the man.
Yeah, I don't know. I lost myself with that one. That was really dumb.
I liked it. That was fun.
All right.
Especially the fact that you were laughing at all the nonsense I was saying at the end.
All right, well, you guys can continue on that thought. I didn't mean to derail you.
What was I even saying?
You were talking about how what if our thoughts were our own, they were implanted, and then somehow I went way left field with the sequel.
I was done. I was done with that. But you know what? Thinking about somebody programming those seagulls and stuff brings me to another really good point. Do we actually have free will? Do you believe you have free will? I'm going to take that as a no.
Not fully, maybe in certain aspects.
Okay, why do you feel that is?
A lot of our decisions, and especially in modern society, morality is influenced greatly by a few people. You know, as we watch our family shows or whatnot, and then we're limited to what we can do with our free will without it being a crime in some aspects with our own body.
Right.
I mean, there's so many things that just kind of, no one has true free will anywhere.
Well, if you're talking about like crime and stuff like that, like you have the free will to choose whether to commit that crime or not. Is that what you're talking about? Cause you're talking about,
but it kind of impedes on it, you know?
Well, yeah.
I mean, like you don't have free will.
There's consequences. Free range. Everything. You do though, because like if you choose to do that,
right? It's just consequences.
Yeah, you're just gonna get the consequences for it. It's like if somebody holds a gun to your head, and it's like, I want you to chew this gum, and you're like, I don't want to.
You're right. You still have the
choice.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess we're just influenced greatly,
right?
Which influences our decisions, but yeah, it doesn't take away free will. Right.
So suppose that you choose not to chew that gum, right? And he just like blows your brains out, right? That'd be a really, really strange crime. But anyway, that brings me to my next point. What if like our entire existence, the whole birth to death, is made up of memories that are created in the last milliseconds of your life? Like the last couple milliseconds that you're alive, your brain is like flooded with all kinds of chemicals and like DMT and dopamine and whatever else it's, you know, flooded with when you die, right? When you die.
Right.
So your brain could create, you know, all of those memories that never really existed. So right now you could be in the last couple milliseconds of your life, but your brain is remembering, quote unquote, remembering all this stuff that happened in your life.
Huh.
Because the brain, like, you know, when you dream, you could be asleep for 30 minutes, but your brain thinks it's like 6 hours. You know what I mean? Like it makes up like 6 hours of memories. Dang. In a dream.
What's weird is that allegedly the average human spends 6 whole years cumulatively of their life dreaming.
That's crazy.
That is a lot of time.
Right. Like, you spend, what, approximately 23 years asleep?
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. And then six of those years are actually spent in the dream realm.
You know what? If you think about it, like, you know how people say, like, dreams are like movies? That's like watching three movies in your whole entire life.
Yeah, it's nuts.
6 years, though. No, 6 years. I was thinking of that as 6 hours. Oh, I forgot how to math.
Yeah, mathing is hard.
Yeah, let's go ahead and ignore that I even said that.
Yeah.
Because that makes no sense.
That's why we just stopped recording it like 2 a.m.
Okay.
But yeah, that is a crazy concept if you think about 6 years of your life.
Yeah, that's a really big chunk of your life that you're dreaming, let alone asleep.
That you're in another
parallel universe, obviously.
Reality, yeah.
They're right. That's pretty nuts.
It's a lot of my life. I feel like in my death, I would like go up to the big guy upstairs with a receipt and be like, see?
I want a refund for this time.
Yeah, can I get this time refunded?
Do you think you would get a receipt? Like, that'd be a long receipt. What if it was printed out for all the things that you've done?
Well, God's probably paperless.
He'll send you an email or something. What's your heavenly email address? Oh, that's where
the greatest human.
That's where the Angel Fire website went.
Yahoo.com.
No, the Angel Fire, like, because it's in heaven now. Michael@angelfire.com.
Yeah, whatever their network is, I don't know.
Speaking of dreams and like your brain creating.
Speak of them.
We are. We definitely are. So your brain, you know, we were talking about your brain creating all this time that it didn't actually happen. Your brain just created all the memories for it, right?
Right.
So I came across this graphic novel by, I'm going to look this up because I want to say this dude's name.
Kendrick Lamar?
Probably not.
Karl Malone? Bruce Willis? Sandra Bullock? I'll keep going until you've... Jessica Simpson, Ashley Simpson.
Okay, I'm ready.
Martha Stewart.
Junji Ito.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Definitely not Martha Stewart.
Dan Brown.
Junji Ito. I think that's how you pronounce it. But it's called The Long Dream. And basically what happens is this guy, like, he's in a hospital, like in a, I think it's a mental hospital. And he's talking to the doctor and he says, every time I go to sleep, my dreams they take place over longer periods of time. So it turns out that like when he goes to sleep, he dreams for 10 years and then he wakes up the next day and he's like having trouble remembering what he did the day before, because in his dream overnight, he lived for 10 years. So like, you know, 10 years from now, you're not going to remember everything you did yesterday.
Mm.
So every night he goes to sleep, the time gets longer though. So then like the next time he wakes up, he's asleep for like 1,000 years. And then he comes back. He doesn't remember who the doctor is. He doesn't know like anything about, he doesn't even know where he is. And then like the next time
span just gets greater and greater every time.
Yeah. But it takes place only in one night,
right?
Every night that he goes to sleep, it's only the time that he's asleep. So like the next one, he goes to sleep for like 10,000 years and it just keeps getting longer and longer. But whenever the doctor goes to see him, his physical appearance has changed. Like he looks like he's 10,000 years old.
So he looked like dust.
I mean, he just looked like he was a lot older, but there's a lot more to the story, but that was like, that kind of goes along with what we were talking about. It was a very, very interesting story, but it's also super creepy to think that your brain could malfunction and do something like that.
Right.
That would scare the crap out of me if I woke up and I'm like, oh my gosh, where did those 8 years go?
They have no memory of that.
Right. That's super creepy.
It has the capacity to have a memory of 10,000 years or if
I'm sure you would forget.
I don't know how that would work.
What do you mean?
I mean, if the human brain remembers, it's a hard time remembering from 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah. You would be able to remember what happened 10,000 years
ago. How do you measure that?
I just assume that he would, by the end of the 10,000 years, he knows that it's been 10,000 years. He doesn't remember like everything he did over those 10,000 years. That's a long
time. So I just vaguely remember that empire that came and fell. It's right. It's about it. Details are hazy.
It's your turn, bro.
Oh. Well, I actually do have a weird question for you.
What's that?
Pop quiz.
Oh, no. I didn't study.
Pop question. What is the strongest creatures on Earth?
What is the strongest
creature? What are the strongest creatures on Earth? Kind of.
Is it an ant?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have any idea.
The answer to the question that I asked
after we return
is gonorrhea bacteria.
What?
Yes. Gonorrhea bacteria can pull 100,000 times their own body weight.
What?
Yes. I mean, you're looking at microscopically.
Right.
However.
But the ratio is still there. That's insane.
As a living being, as a living substance, it is the strongest on our planet.
So what you're telling me is don't get gonorrhea.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't overpower that thing. That's crazy, though. 100,000. Over 100,000 times its body weight.
That's a lot. Well, I mean, I'm sure I could lift 100,000 times a gonorrhea bacteria's body weight. But that's right. Just because
it's relative to its own body.
Right, but that's just because I lift, bro.
Kind of like how, like a mouse's wiener.
Where is this going?
It's very huge. However, they have a bigger wiener average than we do because relative to its body, it can give an erection that's like the same size of its body.
Where are you getting these? Where are you getting these facts from?
Dude, these are real facts. Fact check me, bro. I was trying to think of the actual ratio. I can't remember if it's like the size of its body or like something like that. I don't know. It's weird.
This podcast ratio took a real quick turn.
Mouse wieners.
Right. Hashtag mouse wieners.
Okay, so for the next podcast, we should record earlier.
Right, definitely. All right, so speaking of mouse wieners. Okay, so getting back on topic here. to the things that we don't necessarily think about. Hold on.
Are you farting?
No, I'm trying to like.
Did you stop mid speech and leaned? I don't know. What was
that was my thinking lean.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of how to like correctly like say what I'm trying to say.
Say what you need to say.
Whoa, dude, that's more of that crazy. Brain leaking, man. Holy crap. That's a weird phenomenon in itself.
Yeah, I kind of want to like go off onto that, but see what, yeah.
Dude, come on.
What?
The same time?
Yeah.
Like, even if it didn't come out the exact same time, we both thought it instantly and then projected it out really into our reality, our physical reality. Because if you think about it, it's amazing how the mind works. Formulating thoughts into vibration that go through our vocal cords and bend air in our mouth to make a distinct sound that others understand.
Yeah, that's good.
But we just communicated in a way we didn't even need to communicate.
Right.
We shared a thought and then it was like, hey, we just confirmed a thought that we shared. Not physically.
You know what, though? That reminds me, something like that happened earlier, right before we started recording, when I said, I was like, oh my gosh, it felt like I saw something move out of the corner of my eye. And you said you felt me see it.
Yeah, that was trippy.
That's like, that sounds like some next level stuff. That's like, well, I don't.
That kind of goes in with the theory that we're not all individuals, but we're all one.
Right. Yeah. Experiencing the same consciousness.
Yeah. Just like in that. Different bodies where like we're not actually behind our eyes seeing things. We're just, you know, in our bodies, which connects us to the physical realm. And we're all connected on a different level mentally.
Right. Yeah. There is a.
Does that make sense or did that come out retarded?
Dude, it's almost 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not really sure.
I was really hoping you go, It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
No, I'm not feeling any Matchbox 20.
That would have been two songs in a row, though.
But you didn't sing it, though.
That would have made this episode so much more trippy.
Let's just do it. Let's pretend like we did it.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely.
Whoa.
We're a bunch of nerds. This is going to be our lowest rated podcast.
Yeah.
2 stars.
I'll be happy just to get stars.
We need to implement a star rating system.
Yeah.
All right. So getting back on topic, of like things that you, that I'm having trouble thinking. My brain doesn't want a brain. Anyway, getting back on topic. So one of these things that I was thinking about is, you know how, like when babies are born, they just cry. Right.
Yeah.
And sucks. I was thinking about I'm like, what is a baby going through when they're born? Like, what are they feeling? What are they thinking and stuff like that? And I was like, okay, when a baby is born, everything is new for them for the first time.
Right.
So I think that's part of it.
Well, but, I mean, we can, based off of standard emotions, we can understand how they're feeling emotionally.
Right. But well, I'm talking about physically. So like what I think is, imagine this, like they've been in a liquid sac for 9 months, like pretty, you know, their whole entire existence, but 9 months. So once they come out, that their skin is, it's never felt air before.
Right.
So like, imagine how you feel, like say you were to rip your fingernail off and that skin that's underneath there, like, you know how that feels when the air is touching it. It's just like super weird. And like, right, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't hurt, but it's just, it's strange. Like, so a baby's whole entire body is that. It's like the new skin that's never touched anything before. And it's being manhandled by like these doctors, and they're like wiping it off with towels, and like it's being laid on a scale and like squeegeed off or whatever they.
I bet that circumcision doesn't feel good.
Exactly. Like, imagine you rip your fingernail off, you got that new skin under there, and then you're just going to go and cut it off. I mean, that's, it's just one of those things that you don't normally think about.
Yeah. But I mean, their nerves aren't developed quite the same way. I don't know. We need, like I said, we need that smart friend.
Right. Yeah. We don't have any of those. That's just one of those things that like, that just pops in your head. You know, you're sitting there like you're, this is one of those shower thoughts. You're just like, oh, I wonder what babies feel whenever they're born.
Yeah.
I've got another random question thought that has nothing to do with anything that we've talked about so far.
Okay.
Okay. So what if being on Earth is a prison sentence from the spiritual world? Like, you did something wrong in the spiritual world, and your sentence is like 76 years on Earth. Then you go, dude, back to the spiritual world.
That actually makes sense in so many ways.
You care to elaborate?
Yeah, I'll elaborate the crap out of it.
Do it.
All right.
That means I can stop talking for a minute.
Well, I mean, this can't be the perfect life because we have to poop. It's disgusting. Everything about our life is just,
it's just a massive grossness.
It's just gross. It just seems like it'd be the inside of a prison. It's just the grossest of everything. Things are dumb and confusing.
Right.
We're dumb and confused. Freaking, you know, everything we have to go through is just awful.
Not everything.
Well, I mean, when you're in prison and you get a new item on your menu, or not menu, but new food served to you, and it's crap, and they're mind, this is amazing. And that's just because of the fact that they don't know anything to compare it to. So we'll have, right, these moments of happiness, whatever. But when you look at the broad span of our life, it's just a whole series of crap.
Series of unfortunate events.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you get into a relationship or you have friends. That's not a perfect system. People are suck.
Right.
You know, it's like we're just a bunch of inmates in here together. Just.
So maybe this one is true.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, of the whole spiritual, like being sent down here as like as a prison sentence.
Yeah, we get sick. Like nothing in this environment is like an ideal existence.
It could be if we would follow the freaking rules.
It's like, what are we learning? We don't even know what's going on. What? Why am I here? You know?
I think you're like, your brain is like starting to shut off.
What are we doing right now?
I don't even know. Okay. Speaking of the whole like spiritual realm and like sending us here as a, you're shaking your head. No,
no, I'm scratching my nose against this.
The pop filter. Pop
filter, yeah.
Oh,
feels good. So good.
You kind of, I was going to take a picture of you earlier cause you look like Bane with that pop filter in front of your face.
We don't necessarily do what we want to do.
I don't know what he says, but anyway,
he says just that.
Okay. So speaking of the, like,
Batman.
That wasn't bad. You just, you need the cup.
The cups, but I have a pop filter. That's getting worse.
It's filter.
Filter.
There you go. All right. So, you know, this podcast is going to be short.
Ugh.
This is going to be short.
Like your wiener.
Oh. Harmonize with me.
Oh.
No, oh, you hit a note. I don't know what that was, but it was there. Anyway.
That's the tune of Funky Town.
Won't you take me to? This is going to be awful to edit because I'm going to have some more stuff to cut out. Okay. So speaking of the whole like spiritual world and sending, you know, us here to, you know, for our sentence or whatever. What if the whole quote unquote human experiment that, you know, people call it the human experiment. What if that was set up by God as an experiment to see what angels would do if they were given free will? Like he had all the angels up in heaven. He's like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. He called like a board meeting and he had like his top level executives. He's like, here's what I want to do. It's like an undercover boss kind of thing.
That actually kind of makes sense.
But he like wipes their memories of being angels. And he's like, I mean, they'll, you know, have it back, I guess, whenever they get back up there, but
right.
Sends all of them down here as humans. And he's like, I just want to see what you will do.
Since there's legions of them and there's so many people being born and dying.
Right.
Just like an in and out process of,
right. That was just one of those random thoughts that I had. I was like, what if he did that? What if he was like, hey.
Well, there's an old, and I'm not by any means into this kind of thing, but there was an old sort of satanic book called Paradise Lost.
I've heard of that, but I never read it.
Yeah, and it kind of like tries to get you to sympathize with the antagonist point of view, Satan.
Okay.
And basically, even in that, he kind of explains how... he didn't understand the way God was and why we should have to bow to God and whatever, and that we should all be equals in God's or whatever. So I feel like maybe that kind of ties into that where he's just like, cause you don't get it, stupid. So let me show you.
Right.
So he's like, and he was the first one who went through it. So that's why he's messing with us. He's like, oh guys, come on. If you all learn the lesson, I'm alone on this one.
Huh.
Or it's not necessarily him. It's, you know, it's
right. That's a very interesting minions, point of view.
The other one third of the angels that were casted out or whatnot.
Right. Hey, I just thought of something. It doesn't have anything to do with what you're just talking about. Cause I was probably off in my own little world thinking about something else. So if you started reading a book and discovered that it was a book of your life, when you got to the page about what was happening right now, Would you turn the page? Would you continue reading knowing that you wouldn't be able to change any of the events that happened?
Well, here's how my brain works. I'd look at it and be like, how many pages are left? Yeah, I'm going to read the next few.
But like, at what point would you stop?
I'd probably stop at maybe like 10, 15 pages left.
Really? Well, yeah. I was going to say how much time is on each page, but how are you going to know?
Like, yeah, know?
It's a rhetorical book.
Yeah. I'd say I'd just look at it and gauge it. Like, I don't want to know the end to end, but I'm going to get ahead of all this bad crap that's going to happen.
Would you really want to know that much of your future, though?
If you could change it, sure.
But that's the thing.
That gets into the whole thought of destiny, no, or can you
actually free will? That's the thing about this book is you can't change it. Once it's in the book, you can't change it.
What?
It's because it's a book of your life.
Then when we said earlier about free will, that would mean there's absolutely no free will because everything's predetermined.
These two aren't mutually exclusive. Like, they don't have to go together. They're completely individual, separate thoughts.
Yeah. I stick with my answer.
I would probably
read a few more pages at least.
Honestly, I would probably read all the way to the end, unless like I started reading it And then I come across some stuff and I'm like, all right, this is too much for me.
So whatever the book it says, and he continued reading.
And he continued reading and reading and reading. And then you're like, come on, get to the point. That doesn't make any sense. We're both super smart.
Mike and Robbie go night-night.
Right.
Did you know?
Are you going to bring another fact at me?
Yeah. Did you know the average person... The average person walks an equivalent of 5 times around the world in a lifetime.
Okay, I have a question.
This is according to an article from
ZMA
Science.
Dude, you're way too tired.
I know.
So I have a question, though. Where is this distance measured? Is it measured at the equator? Or like halfway between the equator and the North Pole?
Dog.
Because those are different distances by great majority. Nope, that's not right.
What?
I don't know how to words.
I think they're just saying. Those are very vast
differences.
Roughly on average, so we can make up that difference of either way you want to go around it.
I would assume that.
I mean, it's a dang sphere.
Right, but it's, you know, it's wider at the center.
Right.
Than it is.
But I mean, like, roughly, give or take. And the distance would give or take which way you're looking at it.
I would assume that they did it around the equator, because that's, like, the probably the most standard area.
Sure.
All right. Mike's looking at me like he's about to die, so I think we're going to go ahead and close this one out. It's going to be a little short one. We got to start it a little late.
I need to put on my Jim Jams.
All right. So, hey.
I'm going to the dream realm.
He's not going to let me close it out.
Yeah, go ahead now. I'm just kidding.
I knew that was coming. Okay, so go ahead and go to justplaynonsense.ninja. Check us out there. And
not this episode, though. It's been a nightmare.
Right, yeah. Skip this episode. Get on our contact form. Send us some questions. We want to answer your questions. We want to know what you guys think about our podcast. Tell us what you think. Check us out on iTunes as well.
Or if this one never gets posted.
Right.
Then you'll never know.
All right, so I guess we're out. Later.
Later. Banana.